Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've seen it happen before when you come from the smaller shows and get to the UFC. Some people shine, some people have a rough time. It's not easy.
Dana White on the debut of Patchy Mix, Angola's own Patchy Mix, had his first UFC fight on Saturday night and lost on decision. Matt Perino joining us, a resident, fight fan, fight expert, covered the UFC for many, many years, of course, covers the Bills now. We'll get to James Cook and his fight in a minute. But first, on Patchy Mix's debut, Matt, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right. You and I were up watching that fight. We were tweeting back and forth a little bit about it. And, it's interesting whether it's, the jump to UFC, which, if you want to make a case that that's a higher profile, whatever it might be. Matt, leading into the fight, talking about Patchy Mix, Joe Rogan's there calling him an elite fighter. And expectations were sky high. And watching the fight start to finish, it just kind of, it right off the first round, right out of the gate, it just didn't look like he was all there. Like something was missing from his fight game.
For sure. And the big thing that was missing was his wrestling and his ability to take it to the part of the fight that would have put him in an advantageous position, which is on the ground. And, I think by the midway through the second round is when he maybe attempted his first takedown. Listen, you mentioned I covered the UFC for many years. Usually when guys come over from other promotions, guys that really ran through, Bellator, PFL, whatever the case may be, there is the term octagon jitters for a reason. It's something that when guys get into that environment, it's a new environment. The UFC does it like nobody else. The amount of media that you do throughout the week. I wasn't even thinking about this much, but Patchy fights at 135, and he gets down professionally, and it's not a huge deal. But over the years, 20 fights into your career, when you've been doing that weight cut for that long, on a short fight camp, he took this fight on 3 weeks' notice against a guy that has fought champions in the UFC, a top 10 fighter. All of those ingredients in one bowl, and you just had a debut that just didn't go the way that I think he wanted to. Now, the good news is, if you go back through the history books and where guys that have really ascended to be top five championship caliber fighters, the most recent example is probably Justin Gaethje. He lost two of his first three UFC fights after coming over, and I think it was PFL. And he was really, everybody was like, this was what the big deal was made for this guy, and he comes over and he really struggles. So I don't think that anybody should close the book on Patchy Mix. I think that he probably has some questions to ask, within his own camp, coaching, game plan, all those kinds of things that elite fighters fine-tune based on results. But he don't get it mixed. And I think Chael Sonnen put out a video that I thought was really good on him. That just, you didn't see the version of Patchy Mix that everybody's been talking about over the last couple of years. And I would very much be willing to wager that the next time he steps in there in 3 months, 6 months, whatever it ends up being, that's the true litmus test for what he is and what he's going to be in the UFC.
When it comes to a loss in a debut like that, like you mentioned other guys that have lost right out of the gate, will the rankings or whatever, the people that decide who is the best potential contender. Will they take that into account? Will it be, again, he'll have to win fights to recover from this, but will it be the kind of thing that's kind of written off a little bit? I'm almost looking at, like, the Bills lost to the Ravens 35-10, and then by the time, you know, a couple months later, it's like it's a pick'em game because people understand that sometimes you just have a bad day.
Yeah, so I think first off, like, the hype completely gets deflated around him, right? So, like, when he fights on the next card, maybe he's fighting as the third fight on the main card of a free show, right? Like, maybe he's not on a pay-per-view again. And you're right, he's going to have to win a couple fights to get back into title contention, because we were talking about going into this thing last week that with an impressive performance there on the same card, you know, that could be something that gets his name thrown into the hat of contenders. Now, you're probably two or three really good wins away from that. And so it's got to be deflating. It's got to be something that this was building for so long. Unfortunately, because the UFC is the machine that it is, you don't really get to pick and choose how you debut and make the perfect circumstances. A lot of times, an opportunity gets thrown your way, and you just got to decide, do I jump on it or do I wait and take my chances? And Patchy was done waiting, and yeah. I commend him for that. It's just now going to make it a little bit more complicated. But I also think in the fight game, we overreact sometimes because we've seen the elites of the elites, the John Jones of the world, Connor in his run, Ronda in her run, like winning from the jump and having these unbelievable streaks. Most fighters don't have that. And that's what makes some of these elite fighters household names. But to get to a championship fight is still very much in the cards for Mix. It's just about how you kind of lick your wounds and rebound from this.
So he falls, and as we're talking about, like, his path to getting the hype back, how many chances do these guys usually get in the UFC? Like, could his next fight or next two fights be to kind of stay in the promotion on top of kind of build the hype back up?
I mean, if he were to lose his next fight, like, then that definitely changes the dynamic quite a bit. Right now, I think, depending on how many fights, you know, the details of how many fight contract you sign is usually not out there. I'd bet it's somewhere around a five-fight deal or something around that. I mean, some guys have signed 10, 12-fight deals, depending on, you know, their level of stardom and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think there's any panic that's worth it at this stage. But yeah, the more that you don't win, the more it continues to kind of drop you down. I don't know if you guys played those.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boxing video games back in the day, like I used to play Knockout. What was it?
Knockout
called?
Kings 2002.
Yeah,
that was my
yeah.
game. Let's go.
And you remember, like, if you started winning some fights, you got to 8 or 9 wins, and you're like climbing up the charts. One loss really just pushed you all the way down, and you have to kind of rebuild. It's kind of like that in a lot of ways. And, you know, to lose to the number 10 fighter, think about it this way. To lose to the number 10 fighter, now you're probably going to get somebody in your next fight that's not even ranked. So now you have to think about, what does that win do for you when the opponent isn't somebody that's really in the mix either? So you're going to have to win a fight or two just to get an opponent that's going to earn you some, you know, real points in terms of moving up in the rankings or getting ranked to begin with. That's the great thing about the UFC, the beautiful part about it. You're one really great finish away from the entire conversation around you changing.
Matt Perino on the Western Hotline, a little bit on Patchy Mix and his UFC debut, which happened over the weekend. Of course, we're also gearing up for another fight, the Bills and James Cook, and Adam Schefter's latest reporting that he does not believe Cook will be in town for quite some time. Matt, this morning we're kind of talking about the roads that this could take. You know, we've kind of danced around it for a while, and tomorrow it could escalate if Cook is not here at mandatory minicamp.
Yeah, it definitely escalates a little bit, but I still think that he's trying to play the game and make a statement. So I don't know if my antenna goes up all the way if he's not here this week, only because the real test is training camp, right? Because then he's messing with his future a little bit. I mean, based on some of the reports that came out from the salary cap folks, I know Joel Corey, the former agent, put out a tweet a couple days ago, like, if he doesn't show up for training camp, he doesn't get an accrued season. And so I don't think that he's going to mess around with that. It's all eyes on for Cook. If he doesn't feel like he's going to re-sign with the Bills, it's all about this season producing and going out and getting the best deal that he can. And I was listening to you guys a little while ago. I agree on a lot of what you said. Like, I'm not closing the door on the Bills saying at some point we do want to make a deal and let's continue to negotiate this thing. The business side of it, from the outside looking in, I think always gets every negotiation tactic employee gets like, you know, we talk it to death. But it's really part of the game. And you got to figure out a way to get, you know, Brandon Bean, he is a thrifty shopper. He is not going to come out of the gates. The only reason those four deals got done this offseason is because he got great savings on all of those contracts, most notably Christian Benford, who if you do a Twitter search for Benford, people still are talking about the number that came in on him as one of the great steals of not only this offseason, but the last couple offseasons. That's how Bean operates. And I think that they're doing their part, whether it's Brady, whether it's McDermott, whether it's, you know, Bean with his folks, of keeping this thing as positive as possible and just say, listen, we want him to come back. We want him to have a big season, prove it. I think he ends up doing that at training camp. So that's why I'm not maybe as invested in the mini camp watch as most. But as it stays in the news, the other part of this thing is you're really betting on the guy, because Brandon has shown over the course of his time here, he is going to get out of situations that are potential distractions. I mean, he got out of Diggs way before anybody thought that he would. And this is something that has the potential to become a distraction the longer it goes along. But I'm also, the other piece of this thing too is, I'm higher on Ray Davis than I think most people are. Like, I think in a post-James Cook world, Ray Davis could be your number one. You could draft a running back next year and maybe start that tandem again with Ty Johnson in the fold as that guy that, you know, just locks down that backup spot every single season, no matter who else is here, it seems. But I think that plays into it too. What do you think of Ray Davis and what he can be in this offense? Because in a limited role last year, I think he was great. And I think also, if he's on the field even 15 to 20% more of the time, if he gets 8 to 10 more carries in the red zone, what do his numbers look like? And if that happened last year, are we having a different conversation around Cook?
Matt Perino on the Western Hotline. All right, Matt. We'll be waiting to see who shows up, and off to training camp we go. Thanks for the time, and thanks for the chat on Patchy Mix as well. It was fun kind of getting invested, and hopefully he can bounce back and we can get right back to where we were.
Also, thank you for allowing me to now go down the Knockout Kings rabbit hole, because I've already have that happening at this moment. What a great game.
If you find that a downloadable link on our phones and we could just restart that thing, Give me the link and we'll get after it.
Definitely.
All right, boys, take care.
Thanks, Matt. I'm trying to remember what boxing game I played the most of.
This one had all the legends in it.
Yeah,
like
Kings.
Ali's on the cover. Yeah. I was always Joe Frazier, the left hook. Couldn't stop it. Friends never knew what to do with it.
They changed the name, the EA game, to Fight Night, didn't they?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I don't think I ever bought it after. I only had the one game, so I don't remember what years that would have been, but it was Fight Night at some point. Yeah.
Meanwhile, watching that Patchy Mix fight, the fighter before him, I think his name was Kevin Holland.
Uh-huh.
He won, and in the welterweight division, it was awesome because, I mean, I've always, I was, whatever, I read a lot of books about Muhammad Ali. He fought long before I ever could have had a chance to watch him. I found him one of the most fascinating athletes and loved everything about him. I mean, if you know me and what I talk about, I love athletes with attitude and just swagger and the talk. I think it's amazing. Kevin Holland was like Ali used to, talking during the fight.
Yeah.
Trash talking really the guy cool. during the fight.
I love that.
And then afterwards, when interviewed in the Octagon by Rogan, started referencing Ali. I'm like, all right, this is my guy, Kevin Holland. Love this guy. So anyway, had a good time watching the fights on Saturday. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. When we return, it is U.S. Open week. They'll be at Oakmont, a course that each and every day that goes by, I found out something more ridiculous about it. This course has some wild facts, including one that from the blimp coverage is going to catch your eye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.